to even share a specific story. I received an email from a distraught mother. At this stage, it must be nearly a week and a half ago. It was on a Thursday and her son was due to start college on the following Monday. And she had been given basically a day and a half in terms of the working week's notice that the lift that she had sorted out for her son had been cancelled and that they would have to figure out transportation for him for 3 weeks. I was quite shocked at how little notice that she was given, considering she'd been in communication with the transport team for the guts of a year to make sure that this was all in place. And when I spoke to this mother, she informed me that this is commonplace, that this happens. From what I've heard, this happens quite regularly, that people, the families are given next to no notice and are just expected to find alternative transport for their child or their, in this case, teenage son.
And Senator, I guess what's an important point to stress, that it sounds like from that example, that, you know, it's not just a cancelled transport, it's not just a cancelled bus, that for people with disabilities, these can have serious knock-on effects and they can linger on for quite some time. It's not just that one moment, oh, we can get the next one. It's a bit more complex than that, isn't it?
100%. You know, again, going back to this particular case, having their son who has autism go to college is an enormous thing for their family. You know, that is a direct link between him and his independence. And I'm sure the family were quite nervous in the lead up to him heading off to college. So they had enough on their mind the week before as it was, and to then receive that devastating phone call to say that they were told that due to high application numbers, that was the reason for the delay, to me is unacceptable. You know, there's no way that they only found out the week before that there was a high number of applications, you know, that, or applicants, that this communication had been happening for over a year where they were organising this. So, yeah, I just think that there's no thought on the family when a decision like that has been made.
And Senator, when you hear stories like this brought to you, is it perhaps easy to understand why people in the Northwest often feel neglected, perhaps, in terms of a lack of services in the region?
100%. And now, what I would say is that I don't believe that this is just a Northwest issue. I do believe that this is nationwide. And quite frankly, it comes down to poor communication. You know, if they, for whatever reason, if they did have to temporarily cancel treatment, they should have had a plan in place to make sure that families are given adequate notice. But I also believe that they should, if they are going to cancel, like the way that it happened with this particular case, the cost should be on them to provide alternative transport, whether that's just a taxi, an adapted taxi or an accessible taxi, that they bear the cost on that, not the family. That at least takes that pressure off. You know, this family, both parents work full time. So if, say, for example, the mother or the father had no choice but to go and collect their son twice a day for 3 weeks, how do you think their employer is going to be feeling towards that person at the end of the 3 weeks if you could end up losing your job over it? And this is what I mean, the knock-on effects that aren't thought about by the decision makers.